Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Thursday. What have you achieved this week, you pricks? It's the Luke and Pete Show with Pete and Luke doing our thing. Not reading out emails. Sometimes reading out emails. Either way, we're upsetting people on forums.
Yes.
Yes. How are you doing, baby?
I think I'm very well. If I set out in my professional life to annoy as much people as possible, it's going pretty well.
The words are many, so...
It's going pretty well. Do you remember on Monday we were talking about meme victims?
Yes, okay.
And people who are terrified of being a meme victim, as in your mate Al. People who've perhaps been victims of a meme, what I think we should do is ask them to email. If you've ever been subject of a meme.
Yeah, caught in a meme.
hello@lukeandpeacher.com. Include your meme.
Caught in a meme.
Yeah, and see how it goes.
It's not like a dream.
How would you deal with
I'm lost in memesick. What?
How would you deal with it if you were a meme?
I would try and monetize it as soon as possible. I'd sign it with a really bad agency that doesn't really have a handle on
But you're not going to have
is.
The rights to it, are you?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, Pete Donaldson.
Well, what do you mean?
You're not going to have rights to the actual image or anything.
No, but I'd go on Oprah and go, "Hi, I'm the man."
You know they get on Oprah.
You know they get
a booking on Oprah, mate, because you got memed.
People,
who do you think she is?
All right, Ellen. Then Ellen always has the meme people.
I think you're struggling for Ellen.
They come on and they do their thing and then they fuck off. They jump out of a box.
You might get a 5-minute slot on Good Morning Britain with Piers.
You reckon?
Yeah. You're not fucking getting Oprah because you've been memed. She's the first female billionaire or whatever it is. She didn't make her money by going after you.
People love meme people. That's what the whole thing. They're like, if we get the meme person on, they've got at least 20,000 followers on Twitter. They'll start tweeting about Ellen and the snake will eat the snake's butt and we all win. We all ride the coattails to hell.
North America's first black multi-billionaire is not having you
a
one.
Meme.
All right, listen.
Impossible. It said.
Here's one for you.
What? Right,
all your bases are belong to us.
Yeah.
Here's one for you.
Is a meme.
So what kind of say? Let's do an example meme.
Right.
That you got caught in, and then we'll work out what your plan is to make the most of it.
It would be like Super Walkman or something. You know the thing that you point at me and go, prick. Right, it'd be like that.
Oh, I genuinely don't know how you get through the day.
I'd be like, I'd be talking about being vegan, even though I'm not, and that's it. I'd be Super Walkman.
No, but I'm not trying to put you specifically into one that suits you. I do think you are, you know, have that issue. So say for example, here's the one that springs to mind.
You just don't care what side of history you're on.
Black. I've got a heart as black as it comes, mate. I've got a heart of stone, right? You are caught in a picture exactly like when former Labour Prime Ministerial candidate Ed Miliband was caught eating a bacon sandwich.
Right.
Face.
Yeah.
But it's your face and it's gone all around the internet.
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Monetize. I make appearances.
Stop just saying monetize.
I make an appearance at like a festival, on Blackheath Festival. They've got a lovely John Lewis little stand.
What are you doing up there?
I'll be there half eating whatever I'm eating. Because do you want me in your front window of your restaurant eating whatever you are selling? Give me 50 quid. I'll be there.
That's
half
it.
Eating your dinners.
I've got two problems with that.
What?
One, 50 quid. That's not even covering your expenses to get there.
That's
back.
Why you're not a meme agent.
And two, and it's two, all worse. John Lewis aren't going to want you to advertise their bacon.
Why?
Because you're pulling that face. They want you nowhere near it.
No, it looks like Ed Miliband looks like he was enjoying the idea of eating a bacon sandwich. He was jizzing in his pants. So that is a face of someone genuinely not giving a shit what their face is doing because they're enjoying
a bacon sandwich.
A bacon sandwich kind of, like a palsy comes over his face because he's just so into the food.
Yeah. Then you're going to offend vegetarians, and that's not going to be woke enough for you. Well, he did it. It's true.
I'm not going to be eating that.
So you're leaning into it. You're not going to try
I'm
and take a step.
Cardboard.
you're not going to take a step back and say this is all going to blow over. People will forget about this, and I can have a normal life again in a year or two's time.
Monetize, baby.
So you first of all, you go onto.
I want to deposit for a house. I want to get out of my box.
Okay. Well, you're saying monetize. You're saying deposits for house. Mm. You are currently £50 up.
Yeah.
Minus on the deal. That's gross, by the way, because you haven't covered your expenses. What are you doing next to monetize your meme?
The screech model from Saved by the Bell.
You're making a porno.
Make a porno and stab a man.
For goodness sake. This is what I'm saying. People who get backed into corners around memes, there's nowhere to turn. Hello at lukeandpeacher.com to get in touch if you've been in a meme or you have a strategy to deal with if you were ever memed.
Open a refuge for memesters.
Oh, that's a good
to
idea.
To look after them.
That's a brilliant idea.
Exactly.
It'd be like a sideshow, wouldn't it?
A little burp.
It'd be like a Victorian sideshow.
Yeah, exactly.
So there'd be questionable morals around
roll up. No, that's not how a refuge works. Come and look at our women.
Well, you might as well monetize it.
What?
You might as well monetize it.
What, if you ran a women's refuge, you'd monetize it?
A women's refuge is pretty different to a meme refuge.
Well, in that one of them doesn't exist, yes. But, I mean, it's a refuge for people who are trying to get away from being memesters.
I'm saying, why not put Perspex windows, get people to walk past. There's the guy who gets caught looking at something else.
Yeah.
Who
the
else?
The attractive
give me
runner. The little baby gone. Thumbs up. Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah, they could all be in there.
Yeah. Woman pooing in Walmart. You know, all of the people who
little monkey in the IKEA with the jacket on.
Yes. I wonder how old that monkey is now.
But Pete, very, very finally on this. Mm. You know when you go to a museum and most of it's free, but you get the bit you have to pay for.
Yeah.
Which premium memers would be in the bit you have to pay
yeah,
for?
Yeah, they'd be the big boys. Yeah. I'm trying to think now. I can't think of many. Because a lot of the memes are like famous people, like people from Star Wars. I found your lack of faith.
Oh, Admiral Akbar. Akbar being there, wouldn't he?
What's the one who got? It's a trap. That bloke.
Admiral Akbar, right?
Trap, yeah, he'll be in there. Yeah, he'd be the king meme.
And what about the kid who falls off the log, the Spanish kid?
That is a meme only you have ever shown me.
I'm playing it now. His noise is brilliant. Two kids walking on logs across a river. One pulls the log away and the little fat fella falls in the river and makes this noise. I think it's Spanish. Here we go. Here we go. He's rotting the log. The little fat fella's about to fall in.
No.
There we go. Dad's filming it. He don't care.
That sounds fucking horrific.
That is soaking wet and crying.
That's like a scene from Succession.
He would be in the ground floor of the meme refuge.
And he'd be wearing a dress that is neither blue nor gold.
Would you be like the host where you'd dress like a circus ringmaster?
Yeah.
And then you would say, when you're about to let people through the meme refuge, you would eat your bacon sandwich and say, now, let the game
commence.
I'd have
a big moustache and a top hat and a powdered wig. And at the end of the day, I'd have a little dressing room with all the lights around the mirror. And I'd take my hat off and I'd take my wig off and I'd go, this is all getting too much at the end of the day.
And if you had like three or four tours a day, you'd have to eat a bacon sandwich every time. It's a lot of bacon sandwiches. Anyway.
And I'm like, Rick Astley, shut the fuck up, mate. Shut the fuck up, mate.
Rick Astley being
there. Wouldn't fucking give it up, mate.
Rick Astley being there.
I like it when Rick Astley does his little nonsense with the Foo Fighters, which I've met him a couple of times. He's a nice bloke. He works in my building, but he...
Who?
His Rick Astley.
Rick Astley works in your building?
Yeah, he does a show for Magic, I think. Lovely chap, but his shtick with the Foo Fighters is getting slightly old. He's done it about seven times now.
Do you think
in the middle
point...
of like he'll be singing Everlong and he'll be going, "Fucking come on, then! You don't. Yeah. But if you're going to a Foo Fighters show, I don't want to hear this fucking accent."
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm having the time of my life.
Tell people what.
Never going to give you up.
Tell people what actually happens at a Foo Fighters gig these days with Rick Astley. I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl's quite good friends with. I think they met at Fuji Rocks Festival. It happened probably about this time last year. They saw Rick Astley backstage. They knew the chords because they're musicians. And learning chords is not really a thing that really concerns a musician.
It takes
they
5 minutes.
Yeah. Takes 5 minutes. They know how to play Never Gonna Give You Up. So they dragged Rick Astley out at Fuji Rocks in Tokyo, in Japan, to do Never Gonna Give You Up.
But does Rick Astley cross over to a Japanese audience?
Well, he's a meme, isn't he? So he's a global star because of that. So every time they played on a festival bill together, inexplicably, which they would.
So they basically start Everlong and they Rick Roll people.
Everlong, my, I can't remember. Like they sometimes do Rick Roll, or sometimes get him up to sing like My Hero or something. They'll get him up to do a couple of songs. But in the middle of singing, he'll sort of go, "Fucking come on, then!"
Really?
Come on, then, everyone!
It's not how you expect him to speak, is it?
No.
Never gonna give you up. That's not bad, actually.
Cheers, mate.
A lot of people have pointed out in the past that Foo Fighters always get things going on. People up on stage. A friend of mine, I used to work with a guy called Ollie. Nice chap. He got called up on stage. They basically, Dave Grohl said, "We're going to play this song. Anyone here can play it on guitar."
Yeah.
And my mate Ollie put his hand up and he pulled him up on stage and he played it with him.
Yeah.
And they do quite a bit of that, don't they?
They do that. Green Day do that quite a lot. A lot of bands do. It's quite a, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening kind of moment. But then you see it on YouTube every 5 minutes. I remember Pearl Jam doing it once and they did it on stage and played like this guy just played. Like they're quite complex kind of guitar licks. He played the whole thing and they went...
Do people call them licks?
Oh, fucking, fucking God knows. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And being told that I'm out of date by you is rich.
Tell us about the licks.
Tell us about the fat riffs. Pearl Jam got a bloke up and he played the song perfectly and he went, "You've all been fucked over. I know this guy." It's like,
oh, really?
It's like his guitar tech.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I can play it.
Is that how Eddie Vedder speaks as well?
Hey, it's Eddie Vedder here, and yeah.
So Eddie Vedder used to work in a petrol station. Imagine that.
Would you like some chocolate with your Guardian?
I don't think
they give out chocolate?
I think it's with the Times. That's the W.H. Smith.
Which pump do you have?
In the lot of parts of the US,
you
of course.
You need windscreen wiper fluid.
In a lot of parts of the US, they have to pump the gas for you. You're not allowed to pump it yourself, are you?
Why?
I don't know, really.
Is it kind of...
They're so protective over their oil. Is that, I don't know.
Well, who was the president who was very big into overemployment? It was one of them.
Right.
In the 50s, I want to say.
Right.
Post-war, they were like...
I think it's after... under the New Deal. I think that's Roosevelt.
I think so, yeah.
Roosevelt, yeah.
Teddy!
Why?
Old Teddy!
Why?
I'm just saying that's probably why they've got gas attendants rather than having to pump it yourself, because you could just do it yourself.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mind you, knowing some of the people out in the sticks, they're probably huffing it.
Teddy Roosevelt is a different Roosevelt to FDR, though, by the way. Oh, that's okay. A different Roosevelt, mate.
I can't give a shit, mate.
No, you can. Yeah. I just feel like I have to correct you because I was getting a million emails.
Right, okay.
We won't. We'll get about 10.
No. We'll get one.
Can I slash a sacred cow? Ooh. Is that what you did, a sacred cow?
I'm not sure. What a horrible image.
Like at the end of... Actually, I won't say that because it's a spoiler, even though the film came out in the 70s. Peter.
Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you've just done it. I like Dave Grohl.
Hang on. Nobody has not seen Apocalypse Now. Bearing in mind, I've never seen that film until... I'd not seen that film until last year.
Right.
I don't need to know that a cow... I can't remember the cow dying, to be honest. It was an actual cow that was killed, wasn't it?
It's quite an iconic scene because when he finally goes to kill Colonel Kurtz...
Yeah.
When he's about to kill him, it cuts to a cow being sacrificed ritually. And that's the...
Very heavy-handed imagery.
That's the metaphor. Well, the thing is, that works. It works in the film. But anyway.
And then Edmund Lamander's eating a big meatball sub.
Imagine. Well, you know that Marlon Brando turned up for that movie so fat that they couldn't say, they were like, "We cannot possibly get this to the audience that you are a colonel in the army because you are 50 stone."
They put loads of like really black clothes on him.
And they only shot him from the neck up in the end. Anyway, I like Dave Grohl. I'm a fan of his. I like a lot of his music. He seems like a lovely chap. But is he too nice? When does it get to the point where it's a bit annoying?
No, I think he's more hard nosed than you think.
And, right.
I think he's always been. He was one of the first people to sort of realise that your public image is quite important, and you don't have to be a fucking dickhead. You don't have to be an enigma.
Yeah.
He's always very sort of. But then I think people will take advantage of your time a little bit. I think you would have.
You could probably be hard-nosed enough to say, look, I'm not doing that. But well, you could still
like,
be a nice person.
I sort of fear with recording artists like George Ezra, for example, a man who is selling out arenas all over the world. He's very nice, and I just worry that, is he too nice to make music? Like, do you want to hear from those people?
Isn't Lewis Capaldi supposed to be like that as well?
Yeah, he's like a real gypster. He's a pretty good one as well. Yeah, he's really... You know when you sort of see kids who are like... That kid's probably like 22 or something.
Yeah.
And he's fucking a charisma bomb and fucking fun. And you're like...
well, look, not you. You're sat opposite him, mate.
Like, he is fucking hilarious. And I really enjoy his work. But and then he does these amazing, beautiful ballads. He's written. I can't sort of tally the two, really.
Are you saying there's something, there's trickery afoot?
No, I'm not saying there's trickery afoot. I'm just saying it's really, I think it's really difficult to maintain both sides of the coin because people want to hear an emotional, tortured artist, or they say they do, rather than a gypsy.
They're listening to one now, aren't they?
I know, right?
Would you say you're emotionally tortured?
No, I do the emotional torture. I am the one that cooks.
You're the torturer, not the torturee.
Yeah, exactly.
Pete, there's a story I found in the papers this week, which I thought would be up your street.
Mm.
Ex-Google worker fears killer robots could cause mass atrocities. Engineer who quit over military drone project warns AI might also accidentally start a war. Laura Nolan, who resigned from Google last year in protest at being sent to work on a project to dramatically enhance US military drone technology, has called for all AI killing machines not operated by humans to be banned.
Yeah, I mean...
What do you think about that?
A, good luck with that one, because they will be doing whatever the fuck they want. And B, I don't think AI should really be involved in the ending of people's lives.
No.
It's not ideal, is it?
You'd be all for the technology, though.
I'm all for the technology.
What should it do instead?
I don't know, deliver flowers.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Deliver little flowers. No, it's difficult, isn't it? You shouldn't have AI involved in that. There needs to be a line drawn. But I think the lawmakers who are got their hand on the tiller, the people who can stop this sort of thing, are not very technically minded. So therefore, we have a generation of venture capitalists and Silicon Valley entrepreneurs doing whatever the fuck they want.
Because people who are in politics and, like you say, make laws are older generally, so they're not as literate in the technology.
Yeah, so they
are. But surely that's always been the case.
I think the technological age, certainly computers and stuff, has moved so quickly. I don't think anyone, if you went to most cabinet ministers and you asked what is artificial intelligence, what are all of these sort of big ticket sort of things that everyone's talking about, no one would have a fucking clue what they are. They've got their iPad and they've got their mobile phone and they conduct most of their business. But face to face, I would say.
What's the outcome going to be? Death.
Death.
Why?
Destruction.
Spread of death.
It's all right. We're in England and we are rich, relatively.
Before we all die.
Right.
Let's take a break and do some emails afterwards.
Oh, before I go there.
Yeah.
Do you know there's like this kit that you can add to like a Boeing 747, like a big plane?
Right.
That allows you to land on gravel. I was obsessed with this yesterday. They're like little, it's like a little shoe.
What?
It's like a little shoe. So say you land on a landing strip that's not paved or not tarmacked.
Why would you do that?
Say again?
Why would you do that?
Well, because some places in like Alaska don't have tarmacked. Think they just can't do it.
Right.
Maybe the tarmac doesn't settle. It's too cold. I don't fucking know. Right. But either way, sometimes you've got to land on stuff that... Right, it's like landing on a beach, isn't it? It's like you need a situation.
Planes should not be landed on beaches.
Planes land on beaches all the time.
Well, little ones.
Yeah, not massive 747s, but there are bigger planes that have to land on gravel for whatever reason, cargo planes, stuff like that, and some passenger planes that have to go to weird places in Alaska and stuff. But they got to land on this on gravel and just rocks and stuff. So the front wheel has this adorable little shoe on it, and also out of each engine, there's like a little kind of like pipe that sprays air to make like a vortex to move the gravel away from the actual engines. So the gravel doesn't go on the engines and fuck it up.
That's fucking cool.
It is cool. Honestly, look for a gravel Boeing 747 or whatever kit.
You said it wasn't a 747.
What?
You said it wasn't a 747 because the big ones can't land on it.
No, the big ones can't land if they're fitted with this.
Oh, right.
Right? So it's amazing. So
what are they called? They must be called...
Little gravel shoes.
Little shoes.
Little gravel shoes.
All right, have a break. Come back and we'll put our little gravel shoes on.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
So, the first step is to find the right position for you. Put your hands down and lower your chest to the ground. Just do that and pretend that you're holding pooping. And it should sound a lot like this.
He's making his own vortex there to keep gravel out of his bum.
I'm really pleased for him that at the end of that, the pump sound is very good.
It's very shrill.
Yeah, but if it was just like a little air biscuit... It'd be a real letdown, wouldn't it?
It's more... The pump is just not the point of the thing. It's the eating and the crisp.
Yeah.
Gets me every time. Have you ever asked your Alexa or your Google Home to your little... have you got one of those little things at home, little ice hockey pucks that tell us what the weather's going to be like?
No, because I'm worried they're going to bring a drone down against me.
Oh, you have got a laptop with a little bit of tape over your camera because you saw a Silicon Valley entrepreneur do it.
I don't want to be looked at.
I don't want to be.
You know why?
I don't want to be Dirty Den.
Do you know why I'm doing it?
Dirty Ronaldinho.
Because people should pay to have to watch me edit work. Like they will be doing at Football Ramble Live, Pete. Anyway, carry on.
RambleLive.com. Come and see us.
Yeah.
It's basically the look of Pete Shaw. Two of the twats.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going
to be. What were you going to say?
I can't remember now. What was I going to say?
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, bollocks. Oh, yeah. You asked it a fart. You can go Google.
Oh,
okay, Google. I'm just going to set people's okay Google's off, innit? Okay, Google. Fart. And they go, okay, this is a wet one.
Honestly.
Does Alexa do that?
Alexa
does it as well.
It's very unseemly.
It is endlessly humorous.
Right.
The international language of farts.
Hello@LukeandPeteShow.com is the place to get in touch with us. We are on social media as well. You can find us using the obvious stuff. I think it's just Luke and Pete Show. We don't do much on there because we can't be bothered and we're busy. But sometimes you see some stuff shared. Kieran Curtis has been in touch saying, hi, Luke and Pete. Long time listener, second time emailer, though he doesn't reference the first time he emailed us. All you Luke and Pete Show completists out there will know better than us and why he emailed the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
Kieran says, bloody love all your shows and recently caught up with the Luke and Pete Show so can hopefully add something interesting and mildly amusing to the cat injuries and ailments chat. My cat, Kisia, she's Polish, and her name literally just means cat. I hope I've pronounced that right. I probably haven't. Was vomiting a few months ago, so we took her to the vet. The vet gave her an anti-sickness injection, some anti-hairball paste. Sounds like thermal paste. and then said something in Polish that I didn't quite catch. However, both the vet and my fiance turned and looked at me. I was confused, but it turns out she'd asked if we had any experience in collecting a urine sample from a cat before. Safe to say we hadn't, so the vet gave us some tips, and off we went with a little pot and pipette to collect the poor little cat's piss. It was Friday evening.
A piss pipette.
Yeah, it's Friday evening.
Pull shapes. Remember that band? Cool.
Yeah, who are they?
The Pipettes.
Oh, the Pipettes. That's yes. Right, yeah. Very good. Do you know the guy who was the...
Jolene the Ding Dang Dong, or whatever they
call it. Yeah, Jolene was the drummer. And isn't he now an actor?
You see him every now and again on some sitcoms, yeah.
Anyway, his biggest claim to fame this week is being included in an email about a man collecting his cat's piss. It was Friday evening and I'd already arranged to meet a mate for a few drinks but didn't want to leave my cat alone because then I'd missed the opportunity to suck up her urine. So fast forward a couple of hours and me, my fiance and my mate are sat having a couple of beers waiting for the cat to piss in their empty litter tray. Mm. Obviously, cat litter is absorbent, so it can't be in there. In classic cat style, she waited till 11 the next morning to relieve herself. I congratulated her, delivered the pot to the vet, and can thankfully say that she's all right now. Not a typical Friday night, but we had a laugh about it. Keep up the good work, Kieran.
Just running around after your cat. Trying to collect her piss.
I wouldn't be able to do that because my cats go out, wouldn't know what to do. They go to the toilet outside.
Well, because cats like, because animals just, they, dogs certainly when they do a pop pop or do a wee wee, they sort of, they don't like to be watched, do they?
They look really weird when they look, like they look at you like really, what are you looking at me
for? What are you looking for, you fucking deviant?
Yeah.
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 I always sort of think if you, I like petting dogs, but sometimes I'll sort of go, oh, what's its name? What's its name? And they'll, because I don't want to go, because you know it's a boy, what's his name or what's her name?
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain there aren't any, you know, it's not 2019 in the dog world, let's
say.
Are
you so woke that you're worried about gender pronouns?
No, I just don't want to look at the fucking dog's willy and go, because like, I'll sort of go, oh, what's his name?
Big pair of balls hanging out the back.
And then the owner will go, sorry, were you just looking at my dog's
cock?
Winky?
Yeah. Has that ever happened?
No, so but I'm constantly in fear of it happening.
What do you do then? What's your tactic?
Mean? What? I go, oh, you give me that dog. Give me that fucking dog. I want to give it a big hug.
What's your tactic?
What do you mean? I say, oh, what's his name? What's his name?
What do you do? What did you do with the baby? Have you seen a newborn baby?
What's his name?
Dressed in neutral colours.
What's neutral colours?
What do you do? What do you do?
What do you mean?
What's your tactic?
Oh, what's his name?
I can't understand.
There's very few people. There's very few times I'd go up to a person with a baby and go, what's their name? What's their name?
Look, okay, I'll give you a scenario which is not ridiculous.
All right.
You see someone that you haven't seen for 10 years.
Yeah.
You used to work with them. They're friends with you, but you lost touch.
Uh-huh.
They've got a baby. And the baby is dressed in neutral colours.
Yeah.
They say, oh, hello, Pete. It's really nice to see you. How are you doing?
Right.
And then look at their own baby.
Yeah.
What do you do?
What the fuck is going on there? Dinkle off, Adj.
Surely you just say... Oh, what's the baby's name?
What's this little thing?
What's his name?
What's this little bundle of joy?
Yeah, what's the
baby's name? Yeah, but what if the name is kind of neutral?
Oh, yeah, so they say Taylor.
Taylor. Well, it's good that it's got a job. did you see that piece in the AP where it was like about Sam Smith deciding that his pronoun is there?
Yeah.
I've done it myself, fucking hell.
Their pronoun is there. Yeah.
And the AP, right through all the way through the fucking piece, it was his, he has decided that, and he has said that, and his opinion is that. And it's like, yeah, you've kind of...
Do you reckon they were taking the piss? Or just banging out copy quickly?
That would be unnecessary, yeah. I think. That would be unwelcome, I believe.
It would. Mm. So, Pete, what's your tactic going to be going forward when you see a dog? Why do you need to care if it's a boy or a girl?
What?
Why do you need to care if it's a male or female dog?
That's a good
dog?
Point, yeah, that's a good point.
Just stroke it, say, what a lovely dog.
What a lovely dog. Yeah, but you don't say what a lovely human when you say a baby, do you?
No, because it's different, isn't it?
It's different, isn't it?
Some babies look really pretty and cute, and some babies look like...
It doesn't matter, you're not going to mention how attractive the baby is.
No, I'm just saying. Some of them
fit!
Like, some of them are like old men or frogs, don't they?
Old men and frogs.
They do, yeah, joined together. Yeah.
I like to think that on the fucking neonatal ward, that's the... That's the two sections. Oh, you're unique on the frog ward.
Let's do another email real quick. Yeah. Do you want to do one or do you want me to do one?
You do one because I opened one that was about... that's all right. Joe. Hello, look, Pete. I prefer you withhold my surname. And I did. I did it, Joe. Yes.
He's not called Joe, yes, is he?
I am circumcised, but my son isn't. My wife and I felt it was pretty invasive procedure for his child for no obvious benefit. In regards to being traumatised, once he notices his is different to mine, he's 8 years old now, but from an early age, he is regularly seeing me naked, coming out the shower, getting changed for swimming, etc. I can't remember how old he was, but at some point he just asked me why his was different to mine.
Yeah.
And I explained, and that was the end of it. And I enjoy that use of the word "end of it."
Pete, that's, this is an email that is partly fueled by you a week or two ago saying the only time you saw your dad's appendage,
yeah,
is when he was sat on the toilet
having a fag, doing a shit,
taking a dump.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you didn't receive any sex education at all from your parents.
That's all I needed. Dad's like fags on the toilet. Reading a newspaper and having a shit.
And mum's not around.
That's a lot. Because I've heard that cigarettes make you poo, don't they?
Right.
In the morning.
I know coffee does, doesn't it?
Yeah, coffee, cigarettes.
Right.
It's getting ready for the day.
Right.
Doing a poo first thing in the morning is it's just too much action.
You don't want to disturb your equilibrium.
Well, you sort of wake up and you're like, right, okay, I'm just easing myself in the day. I don't need... Oi, Pete. It's action stations, mate.
What time?
What have I been doing in the night that's happening?
These days, are you regular then? So you...
Yes, I'm regular.
So, but is it the same time every day?
It's usually when I'm... If I'm doing this, I'll do something. Even if I go to the shops to get something, when I come back, as I'm just getting in the house, my body goes, Peter, it's time.
Right.
And it's really interesting. Like, my body goes, Peter, you're about to come home.
Yeah,
and it's so pleasurable.
But don't you feel like because you keep quite weird hours, it can affect your digestive system?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you probably eat meals at weird times and everything.
I do. I eat much later than a lot of people.
And the circadian rhythm probably doesn't like it.
It was 2 a.m. I'd finished watch Succession. I mentioned it before. Fuck me, that's a show.
I need to get involved in that.
Fuck me, that's
what,
a show.
What season is it on?
I think season 2 is on Sky. Oh, so Atlantic.
Catch upable then.
Yeah. I have demolished an entire season in a week or so. It's fucking brilliant, and everyone's very good in it.
So you're watching it late night, were you?
I was watching it late night, and I was eating I was holding it, you know, like a baby would do a night feed. 2 a.m. this morning, I was eating the rest of my succulent Chinese meal with a spoon on a plate, watching Succession in front of my projector. Well, behind the projector. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to see anything.
What did your Airbnb guests think?
It was a bit. Yeah. It was a bit of spicy chicken.
Was it spicy chicken? Lemon chicken?
Lemon chicken. Lemon chicken. I went for the classics. Lemon chicken, hot and sour soup, some rice, and the shredded beef. So, yeah.
Classic, as people who listen to the show regularly know, it's Pete's death row meal. And on that note, on that very, very tasty and nutritious note.
About this on Friday, death row meal. Sorry to jump in there.
That's all right. Leave.
Which I've done twice in a row in recent memory.
Don't worry.
The person, I was talking to someone who I left on a table. We were having like a big do at work, and I looked to my left, and a lad called Will, who's a really lovely, adorable man, his death row starter would be prawn cocktail.
What's wrong with that?
It's fucking shit. It's why. It's fucking,
he likes it, obviously.
Absolute shit.
What would yours be?
It wouldn't be prawn cocktail.
Well, it would be?
Upwards of scallops. Upwards.
Scallops as a minimum.
Minimum
scallops. As a minimum. Yeah. All right, we'll see you on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. You've made it through to the weekend almost. It's Friday tomorrow. Enjoy it. We'll see you on Monday for more of this. That's goodbye from Pete.
Yep.
Goodbye from Luke. That's me. See you next time.
Has been a Stakhanov production.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.